In Hollywood. It's the David North Hollywood Follies. Well, David, why don't you tell us about yourself? Like, tell us why you called Joke Line.
Well, the reason I called Joke Line is because no one else likes me except people on the phone, because I have no friends of my own from school or home, because I'm ugly and short and ugly retarded.
I see, David, but why do so many people on the phones like you?
Well, people on the phones like me because they haven't proved me yet. If they were to meet me, then they wouldn't like me.
David, why do you have such a high voice? I mean, you are 16. Why do you still have such a high voice?
Well, the reason I have such a high voice is because one day my mother caught me under the entrance well. And she had me castrated, so then my voice got real high after that, but it used to be lower.
David, I also know that you go to the Drake School for the Very Pitiful. What classes are you taking at school?
Well, I'm taking math, and we're learning how to divide numbers. I'm also taking sewing, cooking, and I'm also taking English, and we're reading really good stories about how Scott runs after the ball and brings the ball back to Mary, and then Scott, and things like that.
Well, David, why don't you tell us about the bad experience you had with your plastic surgeon about when you went in to have your nose fixed, and what happened?
Well, I went to the plastic surgeon to have my nose fixed because it was really ugly from birth, and the plastic surgeon was drunk when he was performing the operation on me, and he mutilated my whole face.
Well, that's about all I can think of asking you, David. Well, maybe would you like to sing a song?
Yes, I would like to sing a song.
Well, it's been really nice interviewing you, David, so I think you should say goodbye to everyone.
Well, Brian, I see here from the old letter on the news on the wall that you pay for the milk mount. Well, you didn't tell me about it. The guy's still got his bottles all stacked up here on my front porch. I don't even run a line anymore. I don't know. You know, it's getting rougher and rougher nowadays.
Hi, this is Andy, 81. Brian, I'd like to know on how to get your book that you wrote that tells all the things like ESS, and all the other things and what they mean. So could you tell me how to do that?
Well, sure. Well, first of all, it's really not a book. It's our letter of news, the special edition, which contains the list of telephone entertainment lines that we published and also the layman's guide to phone freaking. And it's a little leaflet-type, pamphlet-type letter of news, we call it, and you can get it absolutely free by just sending your name and mailing address to Feedback, Post Office Box 115, Sun Valley, 91352. And, well, that's just about it. Once again, Post Office Box 115, Sun Valley, 91352.
Remember, Brian, a day without sunshine is like night.
PFA here, in reply to Arnold Freeman's comment, or to whoever left the talk before him on the last tape, about GTE and the wonderful man who is so informed telling us that GTE is better. Well, like I'll say, you should try their payphone sometimes. Now, half the time they don't work, and the other half of the time they may work when you put your dime in, but after that, hey, no way. But one thing good about general telephone payphones, and that is that they're not epoxied on. So if you ever try to unscrew a general telephone payphone mouthpiece or a receiver, it's very easy to unscrew and have yourself a ball.
Whatever turns you off.
Of course, that's not with all of them. Sometimes it gets smart, but just trying to do that with the Pacific Telephone mouthpiece.
Johnny Jones.
And another thing Mr. Freeman said, I wanted to vouch for him that Albert A. is bald, and he definitely will stay that way for as long as you could ever imagine, you know. But, you know, what's really even funnier is to watch him comb his hair. Now, that's funny.
Texas Instruments home computer. I think your number is your work. I think no one else is very good. Goodbye from me, Texas Instruments home computer.
Hello, Arnold Freeman again. Can somebody please tell me, is Jessica Tate actually dead? How are they going to bring her back to life? This is going to be a good one. And I'm looking forward to it, but strike and all. That's about it for my comments. If somebody can answer me, that would be nice. I don't know how anybody could know, but I'd like to. And always remember and don't for... And let's try this again. Always remember and don't ever forget. If you make Al smoke cigarettes, he'll be killed to death.
Hello, people. This is Karen Van Eyes, 18, the one who likes to be grateful dead. Anyway, I want to urge everyone 18 and over that calls the lines to vote in the night, in the next, you know, in the November presidential election. Because we got to do something to change the world. And vote for the right man. Don't vote for the war happy mongrels that will send all you guys out to war. Because war is unhealthy for everyone.
Hi, this is Paul from North Hollywood. And I just want to talk to you about the Disney things that are coming out.
Paul from North Hollywood. I'm sorry, I don't know anyone by that name.
Well, anyway, okay, thank you, and yeah.
Hi, Brian. This is Faith in South Pasadena once again, bringing you the question: who is Al Brené, and who cares if he's bald? Well, Brian, this week we heard that you had your sexual overtones removed. Well, we really hope that isn't true, but if it is, I hope it goes back. As he said, keep it up, buddy.
Looking here, you know, I think it's really too bad that Feedback won't present both sides of the issue. I mean, I listened to both sides of your last tape, and I thought it was crazy. I mean, why doesn't that guy grow both sideburns, not just one? What? Oh, okay, I have to go. I have to take the ice cream out. Both sidewalk sundaes.
This is Mary in Beverly Hills, in response to Neil of Studio City, saying the General Telephone has problems. Well, I'll tell you, I just quit General Telephone as an equipment maintainer working in an ESS machine in one of their four offices that have it right now, or one of the three that the UCLA would be following shortly. I agree General Telephone has problems. In fact, GTE, in my way of looking and it stands for Great Telephone Experiment. And depending if you are a General Telephone subscriber, you may also want to refer to as General the Enemy, GTE. Anyway, regarding the ESS machines, I went to work for General specifically knowing and requiring that I would be put in into work on one of the ESS offices, which indeed I was. The fact, or rather the statement you made that General Telephone uses non-Bell software is false, completely false, because everything comes from Western Electric for sure. There's no way that you can attempt to reprogram such a machine, which has approximately 12 years of research and development going behind the software as well as the hardware. The programs are based on the number one ESS, which goes back much further, of course, the early 60s to where it started. So forget the fact that they have General Telephone software. Now, General Telephone Management, when it comes to an ESS machine, it's good and bad. And the fact that it's good is because General Telephone still has not gotten smart, and like Bell has with respect to staffing. Bell's system has their offices unmanned, or unpersoned, if you want to call it, many times of the day and night, which General Telephone has staff all the time. In fact, some offices are staffed 24 hours a day, depending on what kind of an office, particularly some of the older electronic ones. With that in mind, you have better coverage in General Telephone ESS than you would with a Bell system. In fact, when I go off hook on my 852 number, the 852-7111 to be exact, I get no dial tone many times. But knowing how the thing works, I know exactly what the problem is and go around it. But the thing is that they don't maintain the machine as well as we did over at GT. Okay, so just to let you know that I was trained, by the way, General Telephone trains their people using Bell materials, using Bell people, stolen away from Pacific Telephone, I might add, and they send us to Dublin, Ohio in the Bell System Training Center, just like the Bell people get, exactly the same training. So, with respect to the service not being as good, okay, you've got, in most of the offices, Westminster and Long Beach in particular, you've got a bunch of beer drinkers there, promoted out of the step offices by seniority only. And there you've got old stepper guys who know nothing about computers, and therefore they're basically doing like a monkey, playing with the terminals and the equipment. And you therefore may have some pretty bad service with respect to an index of the office, but because the machine is so bulletproof and has so many redundant circuits in it, it manages to work well despite the people. So anyway, that's about it. Don't believe that General Tel has any different software for the ESS. However, the management is different somewhat. It's been a comment from Larry Beverly Hills, and I'll be clear.
Well, that's just about going to do it this week on Feedback, so you can now leave your comments. Call 982-6999, which is the Feedback input line. We'll hear your comments plus the others we didn't get to this week on next week's Dave. And David North Hollywood says, keep those fan letters coming. This is the Brian W. Feedback Telephone Network, and if you rang into the middle of this tape, hang up and call back to hear Side 1. Goodbye.